Welcome to Bible Baptist Church of Selah, Washington. This is Aaron Pauley saying, stay tuned for 15 minutes of encouragement from God's Holy Word, from Pastor Charles Bonner. So if you have a chance, we would like you to take your Bible and join us as we listen. And here is Pastor Bonner.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in today, and we're going to spend a little time talking about Christmas. This is a Christmas season. So if you get a Bible, turn to Luke chapter 2. I'm going to share a few things today, and maybe you'd like to get a pad of paper, pen, or pencil and take some notes. And if you live in our area in Yakima, Selah, Terrace Heights, West Valley, Moxie, come out and pay us a visit. Bible Baptist Church, we're an independent Baptist church located up in Selah, Washington. If you need directions, our phone number is 509-697-8895. That's 509-697-8895. But here we are in Luke chapter 2 and verse 11 today. And with Christmas time, you know, you go shopping and you're looking to buy that perfect gift for that perfect someone. And there's some folks that are hard to shop for. You have no idea what they need or want, and you don't know what size or color, and maybe they're just plain picky. I remember years ago when I was a kid, I made the mistake of buying a tie for my dad. Now, my dad never wore ties, and so he never wore it. Very rarely did he ever wear a tie. But you know what? We make mistakes. But my dad, of course, was always very gracious, and he loved the tie, but he never wore it. But you know what? God knows exactly what you and I need. He gives us good and perfect gifts just to help us keep our spiritual perspective in these last days leading up to Christmas. And so let's be reminded of some of the gifts that God has for us. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11, here we find the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Notice what it says, the gift of the Savior. He said, unto you. My friends, if there ever was a gift where everybody needs one, one size fits all, or you just can't do without it, this is it, because it was a promised gift, it's a perfect gift, and it is unto you. God offered salvation free to all that would call upon his name, to all that would trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4 it says, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. It was a perfectly timed gift. So it's unto you. My friends, have you received the gift of God, which is eternal life? Have you trusted in Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior? That's what Christmas is all about. And find John chapter 3, a very familiar verse with most everyone. He promised the gift of the Savior. Number two, the gift of salvation. And that's having a personal relationship with the living God. Now, I'm going to be technical a bit. I believe we all have a personal relationship with the living God. Some have a good relationship. Some have a bad relationship. Some have a relationship with him as one who is born again. They've been saved. Their sins have been washed away by the blood of the Lamb. Others don't have too good of a relationship with him because they've never trusted in Jesus Christ as their Savior. But notice the gift of salvation. It's a personal relationship with the living God. John chapter 3, verse 16. I bet many of you could quote it from memory. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, the gift of salvation, God promised it. Salvation, as Jesus is talking to Nicodemus there in John chapter 3. For God so loved the world. My friends, do you know that God loves you? And he promised us salvation. Now find the book of Ephesians chapter 2. And let's look in verse 8 and 9. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9. Here the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. My friends, we find that the gift of salvation, God offered it free to all who would call upon his name. Here it says in the book of Ephesians that it's not by works. You realize that as we do serve the Lord, God wants us to do good works, but good works don't save us. Good works don't keep us saved. They don't help to save us or help to keep us saved. Good works are actually a fruit of the fact that we have been born again. For by grace are you saved through faith, was putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, admitting to God that we are a sinner, asking God to forgive us of our sins, and by faith believing when we ask, He does forgive. His Word says He does. And then asking Jesus to come into our heart and save us. He said, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not of works. Nobody will ever get to heaven saying, praise God, I worked my way here. No, but it's all coming by the amazing grace of God as we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and received Him as our Savior. Look in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, the gift of salvation. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift of God. God offered eternal life. How? Through Jesus Christ. Not through religion, not through the law, not through your good works, but through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, a gift. Christmas is coming up, and let's say when someone gives you a gift. It could be from a child or a parent or brother, sister, friend, your spouse, and they give you this gift. If you want it, you receive it. They hand you this gift, and they say, Merry Christmas, and you receive that gift. You have to take it. Now, once you take it, you open it, and you look what's inside, and you say, wow, I really love that. That's just what I always wanted. Well, then if they say to you, I'm glad you want it, that'll cost you $200. Fork it over. You'd say, man, you're a cheapskate. That's not a gift. Or they might say, hey, I'm glad you really like it. I want you to mow my lawn about 5 times this summer, wash my car 10 times, and do the laundry for me, and then you can keep that gift, and you could have it. No, that's not a gift. You'd say, you're a cheapskate. If I got to work for it, if I got to buy it and pay for it, then it's not a gift. You see, the gift, you bought it in the store or you made it yourself and you gave it willingly and that person receives it. God paid the price through Jesus Christ going to the cross of Calvary. He paid the price in full for salvation. He offers us a gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He paid for it. Someone paid for it. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to repay Him back to keep it, to get it. The Bible said the gift of God, it's a gift. Now, notice something else, the knowledge that you can be sure of that gift of salvation in 1 John 5:13. John writes to born-again believers. He said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. John writes this saying, you can know you have eternal life, and you can know that you're believing in Jesus Christ. This is not based on emotion. It's not based on your baptism. It's not based on your good works. It's not based on keeping the law. It's not based on church membership or how good you are or how bad you are. It's based on knowledge. You can know that you have eternal life. Now, how can you know? I've run into people who said, well, you think you know, but you don't really know. You know why they say that? Because they have no clue. They have no idea. They are not saved themselves. Listen, I know I'm saved, not because I say so, not because I'm a preacher, not because I'm a pastor, not because I try to live a good life. Listen, I mess up like you do. We all mess up from time to time. But one day, I came to the Lord and I admitted I was a sinner. I asked Jesus Christ to forgive me of my sins and ask Him to come into my heart and save me. And He did so that very minute. Now, my life hasn't been perfect over the years, but I've had that peace of knowing that if I died, I'd go to heaven to be with the Lord. There was a time back in the mid-90s when I was down south visiting relatives, and I had gotten bit by a poisonous insect and almost died. I was in the hospital a few days, and as I was laying there, and I knew that things were serious. But I won't go through the whole long story, but you know what? As I was there, I said, Lord, if you're going to take me, I'm ready to go. But I'd sure like to live a while longer and see my kids grow up a little more and be able to enjoy life and try to reach more souls for Christ a little more. But I had perfect peace that if God would have called me home then, I had perfect peace. But God allowed me to live a lot longer, and I really appreciate that. And I thank God every day for the grace of God. Listen, He gives us grace. While we were there in Ephesians, so go back to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of His power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Paul said, you know what, I consider myself the least of all the saved people. But he said he marvels that God chose him to preach the gospel. So we have a wonderful God of grace. Listen, serving, it's by the grace of God. As you serve the Lord Jesus Christ, God chose Paul to preach the gospel. And he said, man, I'm less than the saints. When you search for that perfect gift, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, what do you do with the gift? I suppose every parent had the experience of searching for some special gift for their child, and then after all that effort, seeing the child spend more time playing with the cardboard box or the box that the gift came in than the gift itself. Listen, the feeling you have at that time maybe approximates the feeling that God must have about some of his children with our attitude toward his gifts to us. We need to come to God and we need to be thankful and thank God. We need to use the gift of God that he has given to us. We need to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to share the Lord Jesus Christ with others and so on. I read this story once. I thought it was kind of humorous. I'll pass along. It was the week before Christmas. Parking spaces were hard to come by, and there were long, long lines and crowded stores and rude people and grossly inflated prices. And one long checkout line, as it was backed up and and the lines taken forever, all the lines were taken forever to get through, one man was heard to say, "They should kill the guy who started Christmas." One little old granny standing there said, "They did. They hung him on a cross." My friends, that's the real story of Christmas, the Lord Jesus Christ. The perfect gift, when you're searching for the perfect gift, that perfect gift is salvation, the gift that he offers. Time is going by here. I appreciate it so very much. I do want to take the last minute or two to invite you out to Bible Baptist Church of Selah. We're located at 20 Tibling Road, Selah, Washington. We're about 2.5 miles north of Selah High School on Selah Loop Road. You can find us on our website at www.selahbaptist.org. Selah is S-E-L-A-H, www.selahbaptist.org. There you can find Bible studies, you can find sermons, some of our TV programs also when you click on there. I appreciate you for tuning in, and I hope and trust that you have a great Christmas, but most importantly, have you trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior? I hope and pray that even today, wherever you're at, or during the season, you would take some time and just get alone with God and come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I know I've sinned, and Lord, come into my heart and save me and forgive me of my sins." Jesus said in John 6, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." If you come to the Lord, he'll never turn you away.
Thank you for listening in, and tune in next Saturday at the same time. This is Aaron Pauley for Bible Baptist Church saying, have a great day in the Lord.